salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. And in those waves there was a whale, a rare whale and a salty whale.
A whale and the waves.
And the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. And in those waves there was a turtle, a rare turtle and a salty turtle.
A turtle and the whale, and the whale and the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. And in those waves there was an otter, a rare otter and a salty otter.
An otter and the turtle, and the turtle and the whale, and the whale and the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. And in those waves there was a crab, a rare crab and a salty crab.
A crab and the otter,
and the otter and the turtle,
and the turtle and the whale,
and the whale and the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. And in those waves there was a flea, a rare flea and a salty flea.
A flea and the crab,
and the crab and the otter,
and the otter and the turtle,
and the turtle and the whale,
and the whale and the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. And in those waves there was an eel, a rare eel and salty eel.
An eel and the flea.
And the flea and the crab.
And the crab and the otter.
And the otter and the turtle.
And the turtle and the whale.
And the whale and the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. And in those waves there was a squid, a rare squid and a salty squid.
A squid and the eel.
And the eel and the flea.
And the flea and the crab.
And the crab and the otter.
And the otter and the turtle.
And the turtle and the whale.
And the whale and the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no. Oh, all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, no.
That's a clip from Seal Maiden, a Celtic musical by Karen Casey. And over the break, we had Ketsa. We heard John Legend from his Grammy-nominated My Favorite Dream, and Bumwa brought us Ocean Prayer. The Suburban Legends had Under the Sea. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Our guests today are live on a ship in the ocean. They're just off the coast of Portugal on the Joides Resolution. Amy Mayer and Sarai Sanchez are scientific educator and communicator as well as a scientist. And we are learning about what they do on this ship, collecting core samples from the bottom of the ocean.
So, what kind of research are you doing off the coast of Portugal?
Thank you. Good question. So, specifically, what I'm doing is that I am taking the little microfossils that are within the sediment and actually measuring the chemistry of them. So, what the chemistry will tell me is actually the past temperature of the ocean. So I'm looking to reconstruct past ocean temperatures, specifically from when Earth had ice ages. So when Earth ice ages melted, the ocean temperatures are very important to look at because they can tell us a lot about how fast the ice ages were melting, and we can always use that information for the future. So we've drilled at four different sites right now. The first site was about 4 kilometers or 400,000 meters in the ocean. At this current site, we're at about 1,300 meters in the ocean, so water-wise. And within the sediment, I believe the deepest we went into the ocean floor was 500 meters. The depth that we're going to currently is about 350 meters within the ocean floor. The oldest mud that we've gotten is about 15 million years old.
What are some of your most interesting discoveries from your core samples?
Yeah, so right now what we were expecting was to just find and drill that gray mud that you saw upstairs. But actually, in one of the first sites, we drilled deep enough and we found layers of sand, which, like I was saying earlier, we don't really expect sand layers in the deep ocean. But that might indicate that in the past there were very strong earthquakes that moved sand down to the bottom of the ocean or some other tectonic event that brought sand to that location. So I think that was probably the most interesting thing that we found within the core.
What are some cool life forms you have found down there?
Ooh, some cool life forms. So some of the microfossils that we find are a little bit bigger, and they're called ostracods. And typically these fossils, just like a human skeleton, are very smooth. But actually one of the microfossils that we found earlier was hairy, which is very gross, but very interesting. It's just a specific type of species. So yeah, I think that was probably the most interesting. I had never seen one like that before.
A hairy microfossil.
A hairy microfossil, yeah. And I believe it actually wasn't hair follicles, but the microfossil had these tiny spikes that were thin enough to look like hairs.
I have a question about the core samples. When you dig down, one would expect as you dig underneath the ocean that everything would be just so wet, but it doesn't actually look that wet. I don't understand how the bottom of the ocean isn't wet.
Yeah, so there is water at the bottom of the ocean, just to clarify, but you're totally right. As sediment continues to build up and build up and build up, the weight of everything from the top pushes down on the bottom. And that means that sediment will begin to compact, and water that was within the sediment at once will start to come out or come back up. So that means that the sediment can then further compress as it's lower into the ocean floor. So you're totally right.
Is the bottom of the sea all around the world the same, or is it different?
That's a really good question. And that's actually one of the main questions that we're trying to answer with scientific drilling. So at least in the Atlantic, and where we currently are in the North Atlantic, we know that in the past, the ocean has not been the same. Sometimes it's dominant by Antarctic water, and sometimes it's dominant by water from the North Pole. So even over time, the ocean everywhere isn't the same. Good question. Yeah, that's correct. And that's specifically because when conditions align, North Atlantic deep water can, instead of sinking, can stay at the surface, which means that water from Antarctica will start to fill in the basin of the North Atlantic.
We're talking with scientist Sarai Sanchez. She's on the JOIDES resolution, and science educator Amy Mayer. They're with us right now from the ship that is engaged in research off the coast of Portugal. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
Oh, the sky is a cloudy ocean full of creatures that fly so free. But a poor seahorse would be way off course and would rather be in the sea. Oh, the desert is a sandy ocean full of creatures that play hide and seek. But a squid in the sand can't stay hidden, and it would rather be in the sea. Oh, the jungle is a woody ocean full of creatures that swing tree to tree. But a dolphin can't swim in the plants and would rather be in the sea. Oh, space is a boundless ocean full of creatures that we can't see. But an octopus in weightlessness would still rather be in the sea. Oh, the night is a silent ocean full of creatures that sleep. But a great white shark prefers a watery dark and would rather be in the sea. Oh, the sea is an oceany ocean full of creatures that live in the deep. And there's nowhere that they would hang their hats if it wasn't to be in the sea. It's got to be in the sea. They just want to be in the sea.
It's got to be in the sea. Look and see what you can see in the sea.
Baby shark. Baby shark. Baby shark. Baby shark.
Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark.
Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark.
Grandma shark. Okay. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Now stand up.
Hungry sharks.
Move around.
Hungry sharks. Hungry sharks.
See you.
Hungry sharks.
Tickle each other.
Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack. Gotcha.
Deep sea dance. Down on the ocean floor, deep in the sea, everybody's dancing. Ready? One, two, three. Barracuda boogies with the octopus and eel. Seahorse does a square dance with the salmon and the seal. Jiggle goes the jellyfish. Shimmy goes the snake. Lobster leans and limbos while the sea snail shakes. Everybody's dancing in the deep, deep dark. But run away, run away. Here comes the shark. Where did everybody go? He heard the music play. He must have missed the party. They must have gone away. Shark is all alone upon this underwater shelf. That's all right. Shark is happy, dancing by himself. Shark begins to shuffle. Shark begins to spin. He flutters with his flipper, and he wiggles with his fin. He doesn't look so scary. He wants to party too. So Barracuda joins him for a bouncy boogaloo. Jellyfish then joins in. So do octopus and eel. Snake returns to shimmy with the seahorse and the seal. Everybody's dancing from the salmon to the snail. But run away, run away. Here comes killer whale.
Ken Nesbitt from Poetry for Kids. It's a website. We use that with permission from the author. And before the poem, you heard Baby Shark, done by Beth and Scott. And way back when, Casper Baby Pants out of Seattle gave us Be in the Sea. In the background, it's Mr. Smith with Happy Dance. We're going under the sea today with our guests who are on a scientific research ship that's in the Atlantic Ocean, exploring the ocean floor. We have a lot more with our guests on board the Joides Resolution right after a sing-along with Dan Zanes right here on the Children's Hour.
Bye.
lovely mermaid with a comb and a glass in her hand. Oh, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy seas may blow, but we poor sailors go skipping to the top while the land lovers lie down below, 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 while the land lovers lie down below.
Then up spoke the captain of our gallant ship. Well-spoken man was he. I have me a wife in sailing town tonight. Tonight she a widow will be. Oh, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy seas may blow, while we poor sailors go skipping to the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below.
Then up spoke the cook of our gallant ship. A well-spoken cook was he. I care much more for my kettles and my pots than I do for the bottom of the sea. Oh, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy seas may blow, while we poor sailors go skipping to the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below.
Then up spoke the cabin boy of our gallant ship, and a dirty little rat was he. There's nary a soul in Salem town tonight who cares a bit about me. Oh, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy seas may blow, oh, we poor sailors go skipping to the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below.
Then three times around spun our gallant ship, three times around spun she, three times around spun our gallant ship, then she sank to the bottom of the sea. Oh, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy seas may blow, while we poor sailors go skipping to the top, as the landlubbers lie down below, 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 as the landlubbers lie down below.
That's Dan Zanes and Festival Five Folk from an album called Sea Music with the Mermaid. And you're hearing in the background from Little Wild Universe, Lunar Oceans, the instrumental by Claudia Robin Gunn out of New Zealand. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We've got our full playlist and pictures and a lot more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode at the bottom of the sea.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the New Mexico Children's Foundation. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.